Check, check, 1, 2. We're back with the Bro Mally Show, the real actual Bro Mally Show. We got MMA Guru coming on. Jokes, he's not coming on because he's 10 minutes late, man. Wow. 10 minutes late, so I'm assuming he is mid-masturbation.
That's
or,
exactly what I was going to guess, honestly.
Or something else. You had a big live stream last night watching the fights. Maybe he's just sleeping. Maybe he forgot about us. But, you know, Guru's a big deal. And we're just grateful to be able, in communications with him. Yeah. And, you know, if he's late or doesn't show up, to be I'm honored to be no-showed. So it's truly an honor. Speaking of honors, Daniel, you're a judge now.
Wow, haven't been back in. This is the first time in.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Started years, from the bottom because yeah. you used to produce it.
I used to mix used master to, and you produce used to mix it, and it was
he used to rust it, dude.
Yeah.
While Michael was tweaking, you were producing podcasts. Oh, have the times have changed?
I wasn't tweaking when he was doing it. Was I
5 years ago?
Oh, 5 years ago, I was definitely tweaking. You were doing it 5 years ago.
I moved down in 2020.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No, 2021. I moved down.
You're definitely tweaking.
And it barely elevated since Garrett's picked up the pod. Like just
barely. Just a little bit. The lighting's a little bit better. The sound's a little bit better. Yeah. Oh, dude, Garrett's good. This is just the beginning of the creation of the pod. We don't know. These aren't the official chairs. You know, I don't want them. Yeah. I'm not trying to chair mog you guys.
Yeah, I hope not.
I do have a nice chair. But the
chair's uncomfortable as fuck though. So no, it doesn't
comfy.
Matter.
I'm so it's my terrible. Posture is just, this is crazy comfy.
I don't even know why you have that chair.
Yeah, so we're going to just assume Guru's not going to come on, and then we're going to talk about our topics. So UFC recap. Dude, did you didn't watch fights, right?
I watched a lot of the highlights of people getting
Did you watch it, Michael?
I did, actually, dude. I did.
Cap or no?
No cap.
Did you see? So one of the guys that got knocked out, I think it was the guy, he got taken down and he like kind of backflipped into a...
Jacoby Smith.
Kid's... Well, what do I say that?
He's 12-0.
Colored.
I saw the highlights right after. He's 12-0.
Did you see the guy that he was fighting was coming off a brain surgery?
Well, the muscle hamster was?
He might need another one after
that's
this.
His name?
Yeah.
Damn, this guy.
Look at this.
Yeah,
no, dude, I'm killing
it. Dude, the muscle hamster had brain surgery.
You want to know how he got that name? His football coach in high school actually gave him that name. That's a true story.
Holy shit, Michael is.
I don't know his name, but I know he's the muscle
hamster. He does say
that. I ain't fucking around.
But dude's coming off of a... I don't know if he's coming off or he's had it and then got cleared and then won a fight or so, but that was bad.
And that was Paramount a late stoppage. That was a late stoppage.
Paramount shows. Oh, wait, fuck. Was it him that got knocked out? Or
yeah,
was it
was.
Yeah, he got fucked up, dude. And the ref stopped it like 3 punches late. And then
that was the one that got brain surgery.
I saw on Twitter. Yeah, they said he's going to need another brain surgery after that. So I'm assuming it was that guy. It was.
And he was trying to get up, dude.
Dude, that's terrifying. I'm trying to put myself in that position. I guess it's different because I made it in a sense to where I don't have to do another job, but. If I was in a position where I either needed to, you know, work or fight, knowing I had brain surgery, what I would do, I wonder if he has kids. Like, dude, that's a hard decision to make to walk in there and fight, knowing you already have, because that shit scares the fuck out of me. Even just sparring, getting cracked, all that shit terrifies me. Yeah.
His haircut did look like he recently had brain surgery. So, did you see his haircut?
No, but I think the scar right there. Yeah,
I don't know. I was being funny because his haircut was ugly as hell.
Oh, I think he actually had a scar at home.
But no, because CTE is
CTE is real. Yeah, can't spell scary. CTE without me. Yeah,
there you go. Mm-hmm. No, I did see that. Yeah, is there any repercussion? I mean, I don't think it happens very often, but like the ref stopped it, and the guy still threw 2 punches.
Did
after
he?
Yeah,
I saw the ref kind of push him extra, but I didn't really.
No, the ref pushed him off, stopped the
and
fight.
He had his arm there, and he threw it around his arm.
2 hammer fists on it. Like really, really late. It was kind of sketchy.
I mean, I didn't see any repercussions. That Jacoby Smith is going to be at welterweight, 12-0, explosive. The way he got out of that was fucking. That was badass.
That looked like kind of like your wrestling.
A little bit. We have a similar style, similar explosiveness, similar skill sets, similar records. Anyway, moving on. Dan Ige got knocked out round. Oh shit! That was early round one. Yeah. Early round one against Costa. This guy really skilled, super fun to watch. Hit him with a nice spinning body, spinning head kick.
Yeah,
it's weird when you're southpaw and that guy's orthodox. Typically, you spin the other way. He spun threw it to the head. Looked like it was kind of going to the body. Ige is a little bit shorter, ducked down, hit him right in the face. That's impressive.
He's known for his kicks.
He is known for his kicks.
It's one of his strong suits.
It's one of his strong suits. No, but he that guy's fun to watch. Ige's, damn, he's 19-11.
That's the Dalmatian, right?
Yes.
Look at me on point.
This guy, holy shit.
He's been researching.
UFC
okay.
Fight Night Mike.
Yeah, that could be your new
YouTube pod.
Yeah.
The next fight, co-main event, Jeff Neal versus Uros Medic.
Yeah.
That dude
got knocked out.
That was a weird punch, right?
The left.
Yeah, it didn't look like it barely hit
temple.
Yeah,
but it was
cold.
Well, I think the hit him on the mat made it even worse. Ugh. The when he smacked his head on the mat, looked like it was a worse of a knockout.
How bouncy is that floor that they go on? Is
it not? There's a little give to it, but it's like, I mean, that was bad. Yeah. That's bad. The ref should have caught his head. That's
yeah. all. He should.
I'm
yeah,
just saying, if you're gonna be a ref, you gotta cradle the head.
You gotta be quicker than that.
You gotta you be. Do. But that guy, his fucking post fight speech, it started getting away from him for a little bit, and he rounded back in.
Yeah, he did. Funny. I didn't hear.
But it was fun to watch. Welterweight 13-3, all KOs. I'm pretty sure 100% finish rate. He's like, I've been KO'd. I've been on the other side of it, and I'll probably get KO'd again. But I'm gonna come back and knock motherfuckers out after.
Yeah, that was pretty fire.
It was pretty, but it looked like he had a good, you know, first couple words sentences. Then he started getting off track, and he wound it back good.
It's kind of a sick last name too to fight.
Medic.
Yeah. Send to the medic.
Then you go to move to the main event. Sean Strickland versus Anthony Hernandez.
Tell me about the beginning, because I only saw that. I saw it went three rounds.
Sean was just jabbing.
Jab and he move. Stick and move.
Was he winning the whole fight?
He did.
He was winning the whole fight. Hernandez was, I felt like he was, his pace was going to maybe get to Strickland a little bit. Nah. But dude, Strickland would be so fucking annoying and hard to fight. But Anthony was backing him up the whole time. It was like when Strickland fought Izzy was, Strickland was backing up Izzy the whole time. And then Strickland, this fight, Anthony Hernandez was quite a bit smaller, looked smaller, and was backing Strickland up the whole time, but Strickland was just fucking jabbing, beautiful jab, popping the jab, fast jab. He's so hard to hit clean, and then, Anthony got in on a couple takedowns. Strickland was able to defend it. Strickland looked big, strong.
The way he throws his arms up, so weird, though.
Like it's so weird, bro. Yeah. It is so weird how he's hard, he's so hard to hit.
Yeah.
But it's like,
but he's blocking everything.
And it looks so not great, but it works, and at the highest level. But and then you fight Pajeda, and he got fucking knocked out. And like
that was on, you fought that card.
I did, dude. Yeah. But yeah, what's next for Strickland? He called out the Chechenian whore, quote unquote. I didn't call him that. Man.
He got cut off on Humsa? His post-fight interview, didn't he?
He did get cut off on the post-fight interview.
I didn't watch it. I just heard about it.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, they're on Paramount. This is not a pay-per-view. On pay-per-views, we were able to say whatever we want. Pay-per-view, post-fight, whatever. But on the fight nights, it was on ESPN+. So they're like, hey, don't cuss in your after-fight, blah, blah, blah.
This is
on Paramount+. Like, this is a fight night. Even if it was a numbered event, it's still like we're still on Paramount.
Right.
So, I mean, UFC doesn't really limit what we say. They don't say, hey, don't say that, don't say this.
Paramount does.
No, Paramount hasn't. I mean, but $7.7 billion, UFC is probably like, when Strickland has the mic.
So, on ESPN, if you guys were doing a fight night, I guess you didn't do a fight night probably, but they were, yeah.
I'm on paper.
But I guess I didn't realize.
I have. They definitely say, hey, after your fight, if you get on the mic, try not to cuss. They say that. Mm. On the fight night.
Dang. Yeah, I saw you got canceled, or they cut him off too.
He loved to talk, huh? Hey, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He talks a lot of shit.
I'm predicting a Netflix documentary of some crazy shit on him soon. Next weekend, we got UFC. Well, yeah. Next weekend, we got. Is that next weekend?
I have not been paying attention much.
Dude, you're not missing much. Brandon Moreno versus Loner Kavanaugh is the main event. Chito Vera. You guys know Miller Chito?
Who's he fighting?
David Martinez. Tough bantamweight. That's going to be a pretty sick fight. Yeah. Bobby King Green. So that's a decent little card. The thing is about this card, ended up being a fire card, but on paper I'm like, eh. Oh shit, the GOAT Chris Moutinho's back.
Let's go. There you go.
I thought he got cut,
bro. You can't kill a Chris Moutinho.
Can't knock him down. Like,
if you cut him, he'll put a band-aid on and be back, bro. That's true. Tell you that shit, tight shit.
Yep.
Watch, he comes back and wins the belt.
That'd be sick. Right, I got called out by, well, I called him out-ish. So, you guys seen Dean the Great or whatever?
Yeah.
Mike, we've quit vaping. Oh, yeah. We want to talk about the testosterone stuff after we'll finish this real quick. You see Dean the Great got slapped by Larry Wheels.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out.
And then he got knocked out by Tiki.
Dude.
Yeah.
But I thought that was staged, but that was real shit, huh?
So, first, he was streaming with this Larry guy. Just fucking massive.
Larry Wheels.
The fuck out, yeah.
No, all natural.
No, natty, yeah.
And he was flirting with his wife, like, hard, super hard. And, bro, Larry slapped the shit out of him. Completely fine. That was all. That's what you get. And then the next night or whatever, I think it was the same week, he's talking shit to Tiki, this guy who's a former UFC fighter. Massive.
Yeah.
Was that an elbow?
It looked like an elbow. Yeah.
How do you, I mean.
He ate it kind of.
Low key.
I thought he went down.
He did, but then he was up swinging right after.
He was?
Yeah.
He was trying to show me.
I thought he got knocked the fuck out.
He was trying to show me the video. Dean was. Because Steiny called me yesterday. I'm chilling outside in the hammock. Steiny called me. He got Dean the Great on the pod with Brad Martin and Dean's. And Steiny's like, yo, this motherfucker's saying he can beat your ass. So I'm like, well, I mean, I would.
He wants to go 0-3 in a week?
I'm not super familiar with him. I know he boxes. I guess he's a pro boxer. I guess he's 7-0. So to me, I'm like, okay, so if you're 7-0 pro boxer, you could be probably pretty, 7-2. Yeah. Probably pretty good. So I'm like, I'm pretty confident I'll whoop his ass, even in boxing. Because I'm not familiar with him. So I said, I'd fight him. He said, I'll whoop your ass in MMA too after boxing. But so that was kind of, that was silly. But people, the delusion of some people, it's so fucking wild to me.
I would kill to have that confidence. You just drop twice by two people. Like, I'm going to fuck you up.
I'll fight you. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. It's wild.
I don't know if you were planning on talking about it, but did you see the Zuffa boxing?
Zuffa.
And they had signed some guy to a $15 million.
I didn't plan on talking about that.
Oh, I didn't know.
And it's like, is that, it's, for me, it's so hard to believe just because, like, I did see it. I heard it. I've been told. Tim told me, did you see that? I'm like, That doesn't mean it's true. I don't know. It could very well be true. I can't imagine it being true. Zuffa boxing, it's like they're paying out. I don't even know who Conor Benn is.
I don't know.
He like supposedly is a pretty big name in boxing, but I never heard of him.
So when a new promotion starts, there's the two people fighting. Is that like automatic title shot for that promotion?
No, not yet. They do like his fight. Not officially, I don't think.
No.
But I guess I don't know. Could be.
Might as well.
If you're 1-0, you're the only one that's ever fought. Champ. Yeah, Zuffa boxing is something that's taken over from Turkey. Mm-hmm. Is the guy, Turkey's his name. He's like a prince or some shit in Dubai or something. Like hundreds of billions of dollars. Ridiculous. So if that's the case, Turkey and Dana are in on this. And they say, and Dana really wants to do it because he fucking hates Oscar De La Hoya. He hates Eddie Hearn. He hates these people. He's like, hey, let's take their biggest star and pay him, even if it's $15 million for... Like, I could see it being out of, like, an ego thing, but I just, I guess as a business thing, too, you bring in a legit guy.
Yeah.
Again, I've never really heard of him. $15 million
to a billionaire is shit.
Yeah.
Boxing's crazy. I still don't get how there's that much money in boxing.
Same way baseball.
Dude, baseball's TV deals, but it's like, bro, $7.7 billion, it's like...
Yeah, but baseball, you see that people has Yankee merch, Red Sox merch, like, the team's everywhere. Boxing, like... Did Ryan Garcia fight, didn't he?
Yes, Ryan Garcia
I didn't even realize that until today.
I watched the highlights.
What happened?
He beat the fuck out of Mario Barrios. Okay. Looked really, really good, too. Double jab right hand. Dropped him early. Looked really good. He looked like he took it serious. And Ryan could be a massive superstar. He keeps winning fights. He keeps fucking staying on the right track. Ryan Garcia could be a massive superstar.
How much do you think he made on that fight? I don't know.
That's a great question. I mean, it's so hard to say. It's like, if I look it up, is it accurate? Like, I've looked up my shit. Like, how much did Sean get paid? And it's like, not very accurate. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's close. But it's like, it's so hard to Ryan Garcia pay out.
But I mean, like, even that, I don't know. It's just boxing is so popular still. Or the money's there, but I don't know. I guess maybe I don't follow it. But even when I was following UFC a lot, the boxing was just not as...
The payout is significant, but notably less than roughly 30,000. Oh, I said about 10 million.
Damn, still.
Dude, still, that's fucking crazy, bro. Like, they really paid this Ben Jones used to be a UFC fighter. They really paid him $15 million. It's like,
I wouldn't blame you for going to box.
Yeah, it's crazy how you just put in so much work in the UFC, build this name, create this character, be this first star, you know, and it's like, I'm not making fucking $15 million a fight.
Yeah.
But it's also a business. If they think that's a good business move and that guy's going to bring in money, it's like, I get it. I don't take anything personal in business. Business is business. Yeah. Or Ring Brothers. That's what we are. We all track our sleep.
I was just thinking that.
I know. Mine's dead. You're surfing.
Yours is dead, dude?
I've had it for over a year. It dies like, Every two days.
Yeah, that's what I told Michael. Dude. Michael,
I didn't bring my charger.
You are?
I got him one a couple days ago.
Nice, that's sick. Yeah, it's fun, huh?
It's like yours.
Yeah, it was like mine.
He had one, because I had an old one a long time ago. He used it, but it just died so fast, right?
Yeah, and I lost it during soccer. I put it in my pocket or something. I don't remember.
Bro.
Why didn't you wear it?
I don't know.
But how you been liking tracking your sleep? It's only been not even a week, but you've been liking it?
Yeah, but I don't like my score. Score shit. 69 really? Almost every night, dude. But I still feel good when I wake up.
So that's good.
The first time I woke up, I was like, oh, I shouldn't go to the gym. This says I'm at 69.
That's
like,
the
fuck
thing.
That. I feel good, dude.
It's mental.
Check it after the gym.
And I was doing squats and I pulled a muscle in my back. I was like, fuck, I should listen. My readiness was 67.
The thing is, once I think it's dialed in, it's accurate. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it is good to listen to once you get everything situated. But I feel like the first couple weeks of it's like learning about you.
How much deep sleep were you getting?
No, I want to talk about 20, no, I'm 20 minutes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Let me check it out.
No, that's because I was just deep sleep. I feel like I noticed that's the metric that really messes with me. Like,
oh, even if it says deep sleep's recoverability.
Yeah. Recovery. So if I get like a good hour, 20 hour, 40 of deep sleep, I feel really good, regardless of what the actual score says.
I had an hour 13 REM last night, which is fire.
That's good.
Let me see. But normally my score has been 69 the last couple of days. My deep sleep's 34. Yeah, that's why I said it. My deep sleep average is about 38.
Stop it.
37, 24, 38.
Are you up a lot in the night? Is that not like, does lot, it, or was dude, it your heart rate? What I is wait, it?
My resting heart rate is like 45.
Dang, that's low.
That is low, right?
That's bro, really low, yeah.
My sleep, I don't know why. It's like every night I wake up that many times.
Yeah.
You 45. Do too or no?
Mine's like 45.
Dang, your resting heart rate's low.
Yeah, it's
motherfucking shape.
No, mine kind of, I wake up quite a bit in the middle, but I don't
wake up. Brief. I wake up, but I don't wake up.
Yeah. That's similar.
But you got your testosterone checked too, right?
Remember? I did.
We talked about it last pod. You were going to get it checked. You got it checked, and it was, where was it at?
Dude, I was walking around the gym staring at motherfuckers. I was like, is your shit at 412, bro?
412?
412. And I couldn't get it. I was just like, oh.
Where'd you get it checked at with?
I got it with, I went and saw the doctor. It was actually really cool. There was a men's, shit, what was it called? I was going to go to.
Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, Men's Warehouse. No, I was going to go to. What's the LabCorp? I had a 2.5 hour wait with downtown Phoenix, bunch of like just
crackheads. Dude, that's
I was like, fuck that. So I Googled it and let me see what it was. Cause the doctor was cool, man. He was really good, really knowledgeable.
You went to an actual doctor? I thought you were just gonna get your blood work done and then.
That was the plan, but this place was $10 cheaper than, it was $149 compared to whatever the $159. Trying to look up who the place was, but it was actually really cool. It was a men's health center, Dr. William Franklin.
So 412, your free testosterone's low too.
It was like 6.8, but he told me if I would have went in 2 hours earlier, my testosterone would have been around 800. And I don't understand.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. So it's similar to like how women have hormones every 28 days. Yeah. Our hormone cycle is more of day to day basis. So when we wake up, that's when our testosterone's definitely at the highest.
Yeah,
and then it tracks down as
I believe you. You're ChatGPT.
He's like, so you're if you, because I was already at, I was up for 4.5 hours. I'd already went to the gym and everything. And he's like, yeah. He said, I'm not. I wouldn't.
Oh, you'd already trained too. Worked out.
Yeah, I worked out too. I don't know if that impacts it at all, but he said, I was so happy. He's like, I would not recommend TRT for you. And I was like, all right, dude. Beats the hell out of when it was.
You're
like,
happy?
Yeah, because it was 277. I already did TRT. I did it for like 9 months and I didn't even feel any different. And when I went and got my labs, I was at like 1600.
Dad's on testosterone, right?
We're at 1600.
It was above, there's, I think it was a 1500 limit. And I think one of them was 1600 that went above it. But I think LabCorp tops out at 15.
Damn. You didn't feel different?
I didn't feel, any different.
Yeah. So it was looking at me, right?
That's crazy.
No, I didn't. I don't know. I think a lot of that came with like depression, anxiety that I was going through. So I feel a lot better now.
Yeah, if you don't have, that's so much better to get on, not have to get on shit, figure it out naturally.
Yeah.
Your sleep, getting your better sleep's probably one of the biggest things for testosterone, so.
Yeah, he said I could get on.
And vaping too, you were saying, like that's, you were saying like you think it you're, with your much, REM you're sleep? Almost done vaping. Like you feel, I feel, like, I you do, feel I f- it in your, like in your soul almost, like you're okay.
With the ring, done. With the ring and with that, like I told him I was going to come back in 3 months. He was talking about doing on enclomiphene, which is like a natural testosterone booster, which I kind of wanted to do just for the hell of it because it's not a steroid. But I was like, you know what? I'll come back in 3 months, get my levels tested at the right time because it's $150 a month, which is doable. But I would rather not if I don't have to, because then I got to get on labs every 3 months, so it'd be pretty expensive.
It's
but.
Crazy about how much seeing data helps you make a decision. Yeah. You're seeing it on your Oura ring. You're feeling the number one like guide or how you feel. But then just seeing it, it's like, okay, my sleep's not as good as it should be. It's making me, dude, sleep, having lower quality sleep is going to lead to everything negative. Yeah, like the depression, the anxiety, all that stuff's just going to be enhanced with bad sleep. So
when it was cool too, because he was actually prior to being in that place, he was working for a recovery center. So I was open with him about like my meth use and everything. He said, your brain's still rewiring, because there's a bunch of shit that's like, I'm just like, what the fuck? I don't feel like, I don't feel as motivated sometimes and this and that. And he was just, it was such a good doctor's appointment rather than just the testosterone level. So I was happy that
that's
I went.
Sick. Usually and doctor, get in, get out, next person, yeah. get in, dude, get out, next person. Dude, he was
explaining like everything to me. He's like, I'm not even, because normally too, in a place like that, they're going to try and be like, get on TRT, mm-hmm. dude. Your optimal is 800.
Did he check your colon by chance?
He did. I had a little prostate exam. It was fired. he offered it.
What was his name?
yeah.
Dr. Richard.
Dr. Yeah. Stiff.
Wait, good. Did you do any good. Other blood work or was it just?
I did. He said my liver enzymes are perfect. Nice. My free T was 6.8, which is pretty low. He said optimal was like 40.
Oh shit, that is low.
That's
then.
Because I remember Dan Gardner when he first started, he was like free T is the most important, more important compared than to the actual testosterone. Number, yeah. yeah, but I didn't really ever. So I wonder if that's why.
Yeah,
you don't feel the levels.
I don't know about you guys. I'm sick of fucking guessing who's on the White House card. I'm just sick of guessing. I want to know. I want to talk about who's fighting. It's like, who build your White House card? Yeah. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I just want to know who's fighting so we can talk about that. So who do you think? No, I'm joking. But for real, who do you think is going to main event?
I would like to see Justin and Ilya, but
I feel like that makes the most
sense. Yeah, but the fact that it's America, you don't kinda, I don't want to see Ilya.
Maybe that helps Justin get land that fucking...
Yeah, God, I would like to see you fight on it at some point. Obviously, yeah, that'd be super cool.
At some point,
just be iconic. Well, I mean, not main event. I'm saying if you're co-main, maybe, or if you're opening it because prelims fall off. But, yeah, I don't know who else I'd like to see on. I mean, obviously, John Jones if that ever happened.
Who?
Rob's one of my favorites. Yeah, I would love to see him fight.
Who is that? Robin Young or something?
Yeah. Two best bantamweights.
They're saying, so UFC 327 got announced, but it wasn't, they weren't saying main event. They said UFC 327, it was Van, what the fuck's his name?
Oh, Joshua Van.
Joshua Van versus the Japanese fella.
Tyra.
Sounds like that'll probably be the co-main event. And they were hearing, I was hearing rumblings about Hamza moving up to 205 and fighting Yuri. Because supposedly, Pajeda's going to move up from 205 and fight at heavyweight at the White House. So if that's the case, Hamza relinquishes the 185 belt, moves up to 205. That belt's also gone because Pajeda moves up. Yeah. Miami, they always do bangers for Miami. They always try to like make Miami a banger card. It's tricky, dude. UFC's in a tricky position because if they want to make this White House card as legendary as that, like they, you know what I mean? They got to go all out. They can't just have a couple. They got to at least have three fights that people are like, fuck yes. At least three, minimum. Yeah. Like, the more, the better, but it's also, like you can't hold up all the divisions, and you can't make Miami suck ass because you want to, you know, right. They're in a tricky position.
Especially
right
with the fighting, if you have three sick fights, that's a lot of fights for a year. You might not see those guys fight again. Yeah, you might not see those guys fight again the whole year, so it's kind of hard that they're doing such a big card, but.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see what they end up do. You've been just seeing this Dan Hooker stuff by chance.
I saw a thing on Facebook that said he's gay or something. I think it was a joke.
So I guess his side piece came out and said that she was, I don't know if cheating is the right word, if it's the side piece,
right.
That he was cheating on her with a dude. And I haven't seen any of this. I just heard this from people talking. So I don't know what the fucking story.
Yeah, I have no idea either.
So just make some shit up.
Hangman said something funny on Twitter. Go to his Twitter real quick.
Hangman?
Who?
Hooker.
Oh,
I don't know why I called him Hangman. Like, we're best fucking friends. Yeah. I could pull it up really quick, but he said something funny.
Why the fuck did you pull up your guys' text?
I don't know, because I thought you had Twitter pulled up right there.
I don't have shit. I have notes.
Oh, yeah. Let me find his tweet. It was pretty funny.
Dan the Hangman. I didn't know you guys were that close.
Yeah, we're pretty close. I just call him. He said, what did I miss? Laughing face. And then he said, no shit, I'm gay now? ?
I mean, nothing says coming out of the closet like a tweet like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
No, that's funny. I mean,
I feel like it's a fighting thing.
It's a fighting thing?
Yeah.
Fighters are kind of gay?
Yeah.
No, we're not. you guys been watching Drewski's show at all? Drewski's Could Have Been Loved? Bachelor show?
Is that where they pop the balloons?
Bro, it's not that.
Though. He is so funny.
You'll like this. You see The Bachelor? Where it's like, you know what The Bachelor is?
I know what it is. I guess I haven't
really. They do that where he's The Bachelor and he brings in some hood rat bitches. And they always fight, and he's fighting for their love. He'll take one on the jet. Dude, it is so fucking funny. And Drewski Could Have Been Loved, like, season one's already been out. You can go watch the whole thing. I think season two's right now. Bro, that shit is so, it's content gold.
And he's just clowning on it all. He's, like, not actually trying to find love, or is he trying?
Bitches that she's probably fucking on there, too. But then they're, like, 85, 90% of them are, like, just big, huge, or, like, super dyke. Am I allowed to say dyke? Studs. They're studs. Just, they're not. He's clearly, it's just a. Yeah, but then there's some girls on there that are like, God, didn't he? Damn, fucking no English. The girl he called, he gave him nicknames. The girl called no English.
Didn't he, from the first season, didn't he, him and Bambi or something, were like.
That was all, I mean, it's, I think that was a running joke.
It was a big girl. Her name was Bambi, bitch. And she was. Oh,
man. Had like, a baby, and yeah. It was his baby.
I didn't know it was all true.
Nah, it's all fucking jokes. But some of them play along like it, but dude, it is, it's worth checking out. It's
He's a funny guy.
His skits.
Where did he come from? Like, I just, out of nowhere, he was Africa. Like blowing up.
Oh.
Probably sure Vine or TikTok COVID. Or
it was during COVID, like 2020 type. Yeah.
He's making started, videos.
Yeah. But dude, that shit is fucking hilarious. Definitely worth a watch. Prince Andrew got arrested, darn it.
Fire, good for him, dude.
He did?
Yep. Yeah. Prince Andrew.
And I love what the king said, dude. He said the law's got to take its place. And he didn't defend him or nothing. And there's, did you see the pictures and shit with him in that?
No, I haven't seen it. Fuck,
dude, I'm, he should.
The Epstein's, is this all Epstein related?
Yeah, and that shit that the nothing's happening is insane to me, dude.
Nothing like, happening in what way?
Like, no one's getting arrested. They have all these pictures and all this shit, and everyone's just chilling, dude. Like, where's Nancy Guthrie at?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, didn't Pam Bondi, who's like the attorney general, say, like, it would take down the government as we know it stuff was released?
I'm sure. Well, I same mean, with they're probably trying to get more evidence or more, like.
Shit, they got all the photos and all the shit they need.
I don't even
If I send a couple emails about selling dope, I'm going to get handcuffed if I send it to the cops.
Yeah.
I feel like the stuff that's on that, I don't even know if I ever want to hear the true, like.
Dude, I was looking up.
Eating kids and shit?
Yeah. Dude, look what I got to show you. I went back to my old, my tweaker shit.
Fire.
Oh, you no, were on
I
that.
Went,
you
dude,
were on
and that I shit have back the whole, day. Yeah, dude, and I have the whole fucking. The ritualistic cannibalism, all that shit. I just like went
you
on a whim.
The meth was helping you, like,
dude. No, it was something because I was on to that. Dude, I was on to that.
A long time.
Sometimes, car, right? I mean, like when you do mushrooms, you like go into another dimension. You learn shit. You see shit. Maybe when you're doing meth, you see the fucking devil shit.
I think. I don't know.
You
dude.
See all the fucking what all the devil shit they're doing.
It was crazy, dude.
Guru's 50 minutes late, but he might, you know, any minute now.
Look at that. That was from when I was tweaking. The ritualistic
seeing inside the ritual abuse torture culture. This is shit you
a
were reading.
A whole PDF, dude. I probably read that whole damn thing.
You were onto that.
You,
shit.
I remember you always
you
talking
calling
about
out
it,
people.
They're raping the kids.
Yeah.
Fuck, I know. And everyone's like, "You're crazy. What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
I think people just don't want to see it because
no,
it's
yeah,
that.
And
they
people
don't
that,
think it.
That's insane at the time to think about.
Yeah.
But the fact that
does it help your tweaking? Like, yeah, I'm raping the kids.
No, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. It doesn't help at all. Yeah.
Said if it were done, he had accepted. I would announce it. And Connor said, "I accept." Signed the contract. He also said it's going to be a no-name bum in the welterweight rankings.
Good.
So Connor's coming back. He's fighting a no-name bum in the welterweight Fuck!
Watch Connor get dropped.
I want to see Connor win. I don't give a fuck who he's fighting. I want to see Connor come back. I just do. Is that too much to say? That okay?
Like if for some reason this time feels a little bit more real, maybe he just kind of keeps dragging.
Dude,
us
it's
along.
Gonna be 12 years from now, and Connor will be like, "I'm doing it." It's something like, be like, "He's doing it, guys. He's actually coming back." My teeth will be falling out.
I feel like he's annoyed me at this point, so I could care less if he comes back.
Yeah.
What is he win,
no,
man?
I'm excited for him.
I just want to do drugs with him on a yacht. Is that too much to ask for?
I hope you don't.
I hope I do. Dude, did you guys ever watch that Oz Perlman when he was popping on the internet?
Who was that?
Oz the Mentalist.
I've seen
Rogan,
some video.
He went on here.
Oh,
he
yeah,
went on
yeah,
the
yeah.
Trolls. He was he's the Mentalist.
He does a lot of NFL stuff, too, like on NFL and Fox.
He does some crazy, one where he's like, has him guess the numbers or whatever. And he's
bro,
like,
it's fucking crazy. Yeah. I watched it's a 5-hour YouTube video. I watched 3.5 hours so far.
Wow.
And I didn't mean to. I just couldn't stop. It was a guy breaking down his Mentalist tricks. And I regret watching it a little bit just because I'm like, I wanted to think it was just magic. But and he always said it's not magic, it's fucking, but he was breaking it down and I couldn't quit watching, and it was so fucking fascinating and how good he is at doing these tricks live in front of people and just it's so good.
Yeah, because it kind of leads them to what he wants to say or how's that?
Yeah, well, there were certain ones that he broke down that like certain card tricks, certain tricks on like name this person in your phone and you do this and you scroll like he shows them all just by watching the videos on the podcast, and then he slow mo's it, he breaks it down and shows you what he does. But then there's other certain, like one for example that it's weird, it's like a notepad, it's like if it's a notepad, like someone, hey, go write a word over there, go write a name, a random name, anything.
And he has a little pin on his finger.
No, you write fucking James and it will come up on my phone as James, like I'll be able to see it, and then I'll be like, So let me. Oh, you see how you did there? It's a J. Like little tricks like that. But I'm like, fuck.
Don't ruin
David
it.
Blaine's magic, yeah. though. I will say that.
There's David another Blaine's one magic. Where they do the trick and they'll hold the paper in their hand. They have like a tiny little thing on it. They have you tell the number or whatever. And then you do the number quick with your thumb. And you're like, oh. And so the number will always be in the top corner of the page wherever they're holding it.
Yeah, yeah. So he did shit like that with different bookmarks where he's like, tell me when to stop. And he has his finger there. And you say, stop. And he goes, is that what he's saying? Like,
yep. Sleight of hand. You
know, yeah, sleight of hand. Mm. But him to be able to do that on podcast live.
And people are ready for it. Like, they're trying to find it. Yeah.
Bro, it is crazy. And his confidence and what he can do when he walks into a room. It's like, dude, that shit is such a crazy skill. The fact that they're working on it.
The fact that they're watching for it is probably a big tool for him.
Oh,
because yeah. then they're looking at whatever, and he's just like, "All right, cool. You're not gonna catch anything."
The craziest shit I've ever seen in my life was the David Blaine shit, huh, G? That was the like. I still to this day don't know how he got a number 4 on my palm.
Yeah,
I don't understand it. I don't get it, and I don't want to know. I honestly don't even know if I want to know. He's magic, and it's cool that I met a magic guy. So
that's he's a wizard.
He's a wizard. I'm going to live stream with Neon in a little bit. He's on his way here right now.
Oh, before you say that, is he really?
Yeah.
Before you say that, how was the Matan podcast? I haven't talked to you about that.
Matan pod was decent. It was all right.
Has it came out yet?
No.
No.
Him and his crew drove up, came to the pod studio at the gym, set up their fucking terrorist looking shit. And Mike was there.
Did I see you with those two kids that sing the oldies rap song?
No. Those kids are cool though. The Plug Wah. Those kids live around here.
Or really?
Live around the gym, rather. Yeah.
Oh, they're here? They're from here?
They live at
the gym. That's pretty good. Their shit's pretty funny, dude.
Yeah, Drookie 5000. Those guys are lit. But no, Matan's he's 18. Fucking dude,
God, he's crushing it.
Yeah, he's crushing the podcast scene. But it was good. I like those kids. They were fun. The Mike didn't break character once.
Did you talk to him after at all?
A little bit. Not really. Like, it was in and out. It was decent. It was like 45 minutes. Mm. It was decent. Okay, Neon's pulling up. He wants to do a little stream. I realized 2G. He's like, I want to do it after 2 because the kids are go to school. I'm like, bro, it's Sunday. But originally we were shooting Wednesday, but then I had to do something.
He's blowing up. He's blown up, I guess. But like, he's crushing the scene too.
Michael's done. He's over it. He's over it, man. Neon. So he's popped by.
You guys gonna go to the gym, or what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna have him pop over here, just hang out here for a little bit. I have no idea. Go show him the Pickle Dojo.
Yeah.
Well,
it's good with those kind of people. They are ready for content too, so you don't have to be the only one who's doing
it. I mean, IRL shit, so I don't know. We'll probably go stream. We'll probably I've been going live on TikTok a lot. 5,000 views. Like, it's TikTok.
What
pops.
Do you do on there?
I chat, talk to stream. I hit the bag, played Superstar in the gym with the lights, hit the bag. Boom, it's actually lit.
Damn. People talk a lot of shit?
Not too bad there. Not really. Talk about doing well. Doing well. We sold a bunch of products on there. Doing well. Coconut Lime out right now, baby. Go check it out. Click the link. Doing well, baby. I appreciate you guys. Okay.
How's being back? Obviously, a lot of people ask about you in the comments.
They do. They're like, where's your brother? And then some are like, I just realized that's not Daniel. Like,
eight. Where people go, that's Daniel. That's crazy. He looks so different.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. I mean, I'm only here for the weekend, which sucks. Hopefully, all of April, I'll be down here. Maybe we can hop back on for the pod for a little bit. But I'm excited to be back in Phoenix. Good, man, I miss it.
It's about to get hot.
I miss the pod. Yeah,
the pod's fod. Pod's fod, man. We're flowing.
And I haven't like been tuning into UFC as much because I hadn't had to like study it and talk about it. Yep. But so it'll be good to be.
Dude,
back.
I feel like next football season too. Like, we talk a lot of UFC, but I feel like now that I'm getting a little bit more into football each season, I feel like it'd be fun to talk football.
You got me back into football.
Yeah, I kind of got you both back
sober,
a little bit.
The first got here sober. I spent a lot of time with you and Alana.
Yeah,
at your house on Sundays. That was kind of like my escape. It was nice.
Yeah. Football Sunday is gonna be lit again. I feel like. We grew up just fucking NFL was our life.
Yeah.
I got Champ Bailey tatted on my fucking arm.
Not you guys really. Madden
on your back, dude.
Yep.
Madden was our life.
Back's gay.
Madden was fire.
Madden, we might as well get back into some Madden. I'll make a franchise tonight.
I'll stay playing center.
Yeah.
OG, I'll restart RG. Every pick I throw.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
I remember
fourth quarter.
We were up like 70-0 because we were just. And I was the center. It was a 2-point conversion. And I went and blocked the linebacker down the field that hit me in the head. He was so pissed at me. I'm like, dude, I got nothing else to do. I'm fucking center the whole time. Yeah.
But you liked it, though.
I did.
You guys just want to be around with the boys.
You guys would make me. Or not make me, but you guys would be like, go scout out the team we're about to play. So you guys would be upstairs. So I'd be scrolling, looking at like who the left tackle was.
Shit, eating a burrito.
Who the right tackle was.
Eating a cheese roll-up, dude.
No.
I had like the whole NFL O-line memorized pretty much because that was the only spot
I remember. I okay.
What was Kroots? Was Kroots one of
the... Olin Kroots. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No. He played for the
Bears.
That's
funny that we all remember that name, dude.
You drafted him all the time in the fantasy league. So I had a good center.
Yeah, well, always, I was always Sean Taylor.
Linebacker.
Died,
Sean Taylor. Linebacker. No, safety.
Safety. Dude, safety. I was always Sean Taylor and then he died.
Yeah, you guys put me at the edge. You were always at the edge. I could only rush.
Turn off sides off.
Yeah, and I just run.
Ronda Rousey versus Gina Carano.
Who's Gina Carano?
Gina Carano is like the OG OG of the women's MMA, I suppose.
UFC?
So she's like 40.
No, she was even before UFC. Oh, okay. She's 43, I think. Oh, okay. But they're doing it on MVP, Most Valuable Promotion, Jake's promotion. It's an their first MMA fight on Netflix. I'm like, they have to have a banger co-main event. They got to. They have to have a good Cain Velasquez.
Oh, he got out, dude. Oh,
he got fire. Out. Would be sweet. I'm trying to think of like, Who they need someone in the MMA community that's gonna people are gonna really get behind. I just
John
don't
Jones,
think Ronda,
Kane, dude.
John Jones is Kane. Still under contract, I think. Yeah. Damn, John Jones Kane would be crazy.
That'd be Kane pulls out a shank, dude, in the middle of it.
Whoa, that's a Mexican joke.
No, it's a prison joke.
Whatever, dude.
Who else would even be a possibility though? Like who I feel like the UFC has everyone under contract that they
Fedor.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It's
somehow Nate Diaz. Cain Velasquez is probably under contract.
I don't know if Nate is.
What if Putin and Trump got on the White House card, dude?
Or what if Putin was just there?
That'd be fine.
And it was me and Peter, even though Peter's from Thailand. Mm. Did you see?
People were.
I posted America vs. Thailand, or I had G post it. And I asked him to see the, let me see the comments. And I saw that Peter said, "I'm from Russia, stupid."
Yeah.
Sorry, Chan. Oh, shit. Sorry, Chan. My bad. What a fucking idiot.
People so he's understand. Actually from Russia or is he from Thailand?
He's from Russia, but he's always in Thailand. So I was just, and he's fucking.
The ladyboy.
He's always just sucking on some ladyboy wiener, probably. Which I don't judge. No, that's fine. If you do what you do, like, hey, you're the world champ. Do what you need.
Yeah.
You're like,
I sucked a little ladyboy dick when I was champ. It's that kind of what you're going with?
No. That sounded like that's kind totally of what he was hinting.
That's what I got. Because
it's like, you could, yeah.
No, I'm saying I don't judge.
Oh, okay.
I don't judge. And he's getting back surgery.
Yeah, I wonder what that entails, because back surgery is a huge...
It sounds intense.
Yeah, it can mean like so many different things, though. It could just be something little.
What if he's getting a mole removed?
Oh, on his back.
On his back.
That's back surgery.
That is back surgery. Yeah. That's fair.
No, well, it might be getting hair implants, head, you know, on the back with head surgery.
Yeah.
Could be.
You never know.
That could be a long recovery.
So, could be. But yeah, so what's next for those fucking guys? I mean...
What's next for you?
That's a great question.
Do you have any idea?
No idea. I haven't talked to UFC. I hit up Hunter, said, hey, I'm going to be in Vegas. I'm going there for the March fight. He said, pop by my office. I said, bet that, champ.
Did you... Because there was rumors with Paramount that, like, because the contract was so big that they're... I think DC maybe was saying that people are getting paid more, and Gaethje kind of came out and said, like, no, I'm not getting paid a dollar more. Like, have you renegotiated with them?
I have two more fights on my deal. So I don't know. Ideally, I'll probably go and renegotiate. UFC really doesn't like when people fight their contract out, because then you can start getting offers from other people. It's like, where the fuck else we want to go? You know what I'm saying? Maybe do some boxing thing, but typically they don't want you to fight your contract out. So I'm assuming next time I go to Vegas in March, I'm going to renegotiate my contract. Technically, it should be bigger than the last contract anyways. Like, that's usually how it goes. The next contract's bigger than, especially because I'm coming off a win. You know, I've realistically lost one fight. You can call it two if you want. If you want. It's same guy.
I mean, I'll call it three.
It's been one. It's been one, if we're being honest here, ChatGPT said. But the next contract should be bigger anyway. How much bigger now that Paramount is, you know, the UFC is paying athletes more? I don't know.
Well, do you bring that up? Because I know you kind of negotiate. Do you feel confident enough to be like, hey, you guys just signed this new deal. Here's the numbers there. Or is it just kind of like...
In a sense. So like, you gotta be careful with words, how you say stuff. It's like, it's... Yeah, I mean, I feel comfortable talking about numbers with Hunter. The conversation always goes smooth. And I leave the office happy. And I want to, you know, two more fights left. We'll see what happens.
Maybe you could come in that Ronda fight.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, get two more in real quick. When is that actually?
I have no idea.
Would love to come in that. Dude, that's just...
That's going
to
be an old... Because Ronda's...
They're both 40. I mean,
40.
Yeah, I don't prime. Know. I don't know. What else Thanks has been... what else has been... Yeah, I mean, Strickland, I guess we kind of talk about it, but do you think he fights Khamzat next? So what's next for Strickland? Dude, because if that's the case, 185-pound belt's vacant. 205's going to be vacant. What's next for Sean Strickland? Izzy's coming. I mean, if Izzy goes out there and beats Pfeiffer, like that's a huge win. Okay,
that's right.
People, oh, but you know, you're 1-2 in the last three or whatever. It's like, people don't, you forget about that. It's just as you're, if Izzy goes out there and beats Pfeiffer, and especially in nice and beautiful fashion.
Yeah. Well, who else is at 85? That's like.
I mean, Strickland Izzy rematch could be there.
I'm out of the loop.
I don't know. What's that weight called, class? Light heavy, or no? Middleweight. What the fuck? I am so stupid.
You should know that, dude.
Bro, I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Who else is there?
What's Izzy ranked right now? He can't be ranked that high, is he?
So Hamzat's champ, DDP is one. Okay. Imavov is two. So Imavov versus Chimaev, I think, was kind of being talked about. Strickland's three. Has Strickland and Imavov fought before, right? I think I'm pretty sure they did.
Recently, I think.
Anthony Hernandez was four. Brendan Allen was five. Izzy's six. But we got Kyle Baraglio, Robert Whittaker, Jared Cannonier. I mean, that division's pretty fucking... pretty stacked.
Yeah, but I mean, like, based off name alone, you're right, kind of. If Izzy does go out and do something impressive, I mean,
we'll see what happens with Tom Aspinall at heavyweight.
That's a lot of drama. Sure, you guys have talked about it recently.
That sucks, yeah, bro. What's your thoughts on Izzy? Eye pokey.
Yeah, I don't really know. I've been trying to follow it. It sounds like people don't really believe him, but they do. It's like, how do you not believe a surgery? But then I saw something, maybe it was just, it's Twitter, so I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. But the eye doctor was like an actor or something.
Oh, God, imagine.
I don't believe that. I don't know.
Shit, the whole world's like that.
Yeah.
I know, it's so hard. You literally do not know what the fuck to.
Because heavyweight, then who? Bro. Is that not a, who's a belt champ then? Is it still?
It's Aspinall.
Is it Aspinall?
And then Gon's one, Volkov's two, Sergio Pavlovich is three, Curtis Blaydes four. Like, dude.
Yeah.
That Costa, Waldo Acosta, number five. He's bringing a little bit of hope.
He fought on your card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heard that beat card. Derek Lewis. We call it mine. It's fine.
Was it?
Command it. But dude, yeah, that's the heavyweight division's in dire need of a fucking of something.
Yeah.
I'm coming for it.
Michael.
That's the thing with the heavyweight. If John Jones comes back, it's already fun again.
Yeah, but it's like if he comes back, he's gonna come back for what, one fight?
Yeah, one or
he's
two.
He's not gonna come back and like change. Like that's the thing about Chael had a good point. He's like, UFC's not gonna bring, UFC's not gonna have a main event at the White House doesn't plan on fighting more than once. Like they're not gonna bring a Conor, they're not gonna bring a John Jones. If they're gonna come back and fight once, White House is gonna get so many eyeballs. You need to promote the people. You want people to see people who are gonna be fighting again. Mm. And I'm like, that's a good point, Uncle Chael. It's a great fucking point. Uncle Chael's coming to town soon. We got RAF this weekend. RAF been wrestling. He's been kind of popping a little bit. Uncle Chael going to let us take him to dinner. That was nice of him.
Yeah, wow. Very nice.
Yeah, very nice of him.
You want to rip? The vape?
No.
No? You've been vaping lately or not?
I've never vaped.
Never? Not even one puff?
Well, I've taken a puff.
How is that?
It makes me cough, so then I don't even enjoy it.
You take a puff of
vape? I have in college.
Dang.
You are.
You're still in college. Do rip it.
That's true. I still am in college. Might as well.
Yeah?
No.
No, I was just kidding.
I had one of Sean's Nick pouches. It's just... They can get me dizzy. Nicotine's powerful.
It is. It's terrible for you.
I like it a little.
Huh?
I thought you were quitting. Didn't you quit for a while?
I quit like six times. That's good.
That's,
the pod
that's actually kind of impressive.
I quit every week.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, I talk about it at least.
How's the longest?
A month.
And it was no Nick?
Zero.
Zero Nick?
And cold turkey.
What happened?
I took a puff of a cigarette. I've talked about this shit.
Ah, yeah, that's right. Never mind.
I know, but nobody else wants to hear it. Did you want to hear about it, dude?
Yeah. Well, if they're in here 45 minutes deep, they're fucking...
They're here.
Yeah.
I took a puff of a cigarette.
Where? Why?
At my job. Addict mind kicked in. Says, you failed already. You might as well fucking...
So you took one puff because someone was just chilling?
No, I don't know what was going on. I think I was just stressing or had some anxiety. And I was like, I'd been pre-relapsing. Like, I've been thinking about it a lot. So it's just an excuse.
Did you have one on you?
No, but I work at a treatment center, so we have them all the time.
Oh, right. Damn.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's almost more impressive to do it quit multiple times, though.
Yeah.
Bro, no one told me my hair looked like this.
I literally.
Oh, son of a bitch!
That's the first thing I said.
You suck ladyboy dick in fucking.
Cut that. Cut that. Champ. Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
What'd you hit?
My the elbow?
There was
nothing
funny
about that.
No, we gotta touch rings.
No, literally. The first thing I said was your hair looks fucking
great.
Yeah.
I'm getting I'm getting like this custom hot tub cold plunge set up outside my for my spa area.
Is it like half and half or
yeah.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking so sick. It's more more like 80-20 because you don't need that big of a cold plunge.
No, you don't need that big of a hot tub really either.
Well, if I fucking bitches over. jokes, the fam.
No matter what time of day, I sun my whole morning versus evening, trying to get the most benefits.
Dude, good whole sun in the morning. You spread that thing right to the sun, and you have a good affirmations. And
did you even hear the question?
No, I'm confused.
So I'm so lost. What did you
say? Someone asked about sunning the hole in the morning or in the afternoon.
Sunning the hole?
Oh. Sunning your butthole? Put your butthole close to the sun? You never heard about that?
No.
Dude, testosterone 50 plus. Oh, yeah.
50 plus aura?
50 plus aura, 50 plus test.
Was that test maxing? 20
plus. Dude,
that's 20, test maxing, isn't
that's
it?
That's hole maxing. 20 plus hole.
Oh, fuck. Someone really asked that?
Oh, my elbow's still... Oh, I'm going to be out for a minute, man.
What do you guys think about clavicular getting frame logged by the ASU for athletes?
Where were you when clavicular got frame logged by the ASU?
Dude, someone texted me that where the other day. What the hell does that even mean?
Bro,
that
was a big day.
What the hell is even that?
Where were
you? Let me see the pic. Is there a video or a picture going around?
Okay, what is it?
Frame mogged? Apparently when someone...
It's like when me and Sean stand next to each other. I frame mog him.
Frame mogged?
Dude, it's like this chair.
You know, I have like a little bit bigger and wider.
You like my chair is bigger and better.
When I'm stature mogging, you guys all like every time we frame.
Frame mogging.
Stature.
Frame mogging.
It's kind of hard to see a little bit. But just it's him next to some jack dude.
And they're just saying he got mogged?
Yeah, he got frame mogged.
Twitter's in a weird spot.
Bigger frame.
Yeah, Twitter's in a funny spot.
I know, it's fucking...
Well, that guy does... Don't know how true it is, but he said he like pretty much microdoses meth to make him lean and skinnier. And then he hits himself with like a hammer and keeps bone smashing.
Yeah, he wants to get a double jaw surgery.
He wants to?
I think he did. I think he did get a double jaw surgery.
Who? Like
20K, clavicular. When he
what the fuck is... I'm so lost.
He's
what
this the kid that's popping on the internet right now. I don't know if he actually did.
So you're short mogging me right now then, basically. Yes. Because your shorts are a lot shorter.
I'm mogging you. Quad mogging you.
No, you ain't quad mogging.
No shot.
I actually watched a little bit of clavicular on the Piers Morgan pod. So I guess Clav went on the Piers pod. And Piers, their people didn't put it out, but he screen recorded or he recorded it. And he put it out. And so let's see.
It's a weird era of streaming and being pop. Like people are just popping off for the craziest things.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking... it's so weird. But yeah.
I think that looks massive.
Looks maxing. That's
what he does. That's his
looks maxing.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
It's the dumbest shit I've ever fucking heard in my life. I guess there's Zay's trying to get in. Look at Michael.
Zay.
He's trying to get in the door. Looks maxing is making yourself look better, gives yourself more confidence and a better chance to succeed, shit like that, right? That's kind of what he frames it as.
Yeah, but he does it in the craziest shit imaginable. Bone smashing. He says he keeps... takes meth to make him leaner so his cheekbones are more prominent. And he like rates people based off how they look and based off their like...
Yeah, he's saying that there's some certain symmetries that you girls look at subconsciously.
Yeah.
Well, supposedly the more symmetrical you are, the more attractive you are.
Yeah, but he also looks like the zygomatic process and like the orbital bones and how if they're...
Like if you listen to him talk, he speaks well. Like the little bit I listened to him, he spoke well.
Clavicular? What the hell's his name?
Clavicular.
C-L-A-V.
Clavicular.
Candace Owens was like talking about the frame logging thing. Like that's how far
right.
Like everybody was talking about
it. Bro, the internet is crazy. If something catches, it's like everyone wants to talk about what's popping. So if like something semi pops, it's like, all right, well everyone does podcasts, so it's like you gotta talk about it, and then everyone's fucking talking about it.
Yeah. That's this guy.
Yeah.
He's like 20. He got arrested in Scottsdale recently.
Really?
You were telling me he ran someone over and didn't even care.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
I saw that. Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, he'll be all right." He actually ran someone over. Did he get arrested for that or what?
No, because the guy was supposedly like harassing him, so it was kind of like I think he ended up being like a self defense thing, kind of. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Me and G we talked about it last time. We got banned on TikTok for driving. We were live, but someone like was in a taxi. I already told the story. Long story short, was in a taxi, made the taxi driver stop, came out, and got a picture, and like basically the middle of the fucking road. I think that's why I got banned on TikTok. Oh, but shit. Maybe not.
It's taxi mogged.
You got taxi mogged.
I got car mogged.
Car mogged.
Dude, God, I want to play pickleball today. I'm hoping Neon wants to play a little pickleball, but I can't imagine his fucking little tweak ass being able to.
I bet he will. He does it when he does live streams. They do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, but I want to play. I don't want to play against someone who sucks. Unless he's on my team, we play against someone who's like decent and sucks. Dude, just pickleball is just so fucking fun.
I bet he'd pickleball with you.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. He doesn't have a choice.
That's Neo.
Pickleball.
Yeah, but he.
Yeah, that's old.
That's Dave. old Neo.
For Michael,
Daniel. Hey, type shit.
How was I there?
I'll sit out. I'll sit out.
Yeah, good.
How does it feel to have a brother that's in the Illuminati? How do you know for sure he was in it?
It's sketchy, but I just know. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I'd have to relapse to really tell you why he's in the Illuminati.
No, you're back. You're in it. We're all in it. We all got the fucking ring.
That's
no.
true.
No.
Once I get this DW shirt on you too, it means that's something more true, than you guys dude. Think. Nah, doing that's well. True.
I believe
you look
it.
At it backwards, it says Luba Gunil.
It does.
And that's fucking.
You used to listen to those YouTube videos where they would play the song backwards in reverse and be like,
see, you were into it too, dude.
For a little bit. Nah, yeah,
that's
were.
A little Illuminati right there.
I
there
did listen. I remember some Katy Perry song.
Oh, Katy Perry, yeah.
It was like the Dark Horse, and it said at the beginning, like, something fucked up.
Dude, all that stuff is. I'm not going to get started on like, that shit's real, dude.
Some of it could be, but.
No, a lot of it is.
I mean, some of it definitely.
The Epstein file should fucking prove that a lot of it's real.
Honestly, I'm really happy and thankful though that you're in the Illuminati.
Yeah, yeah, it's it made been us good, a lot dude. Got us a lot of good
yeah.
shit, man.
Yeah, dude, I got a cool ring out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yep. Flies flying around Daniel's head, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Sick.
Oh, I got Gia Tessie. Got Gia Tesla. That was shit was sick.
You hooked it up with the Tessie?
Dad yep. told me that. I didn't. He said that's he saw sick. It on something, but
no one knew it really.
Oh yeah, shit, there's a video. Who was filming you?
No, it's funny that because I told Tim like, yo, tell G like. We need to get G out back because yeah. I went and picked the Tesla up, drove it to the gym, back at the gym, parked it, put the bow on it, and I was like, and Tim's like, oh, I'm gonna go tell him like, come out, check out this AR, I got a new gun. So we're walking in the back, I'm behind him, I'm filming, and G has no idea. He walks, he sees like a Tesla with a bow on it, he like goes to grab his phone to start filming because he's like, something's gonna happen, and yeah. I'm the camera guy.
I gotta be the guy,
and I fucking film him.
Fucking a little Uno reverse.
I was taking his shit while he was like.
I'm like, where the fuck did G go? Because we are all upstairs. Yeah. And my plan was like, all right, we're going to go downstairs. Tim, say it. And then like, we all go downstairs. Like, bro, G disappeared. And I'm like, and Tim walked out of the Pickle Dojo. He's like, where the fuck is G? So you must have been in there a minute.
Yeah, I'm in the bathroom and Tim's like, come see my AR, bro. I'm like, okay.
I'm sitting there wiping. So yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
We've been working together for almost 5 years.
Damn, and has it really been 5 years?
Like, I mean, 2022, the Peter Yan trip was the first like big trip. Like,
that's sick.
So yeah, getting there, but
well, you elevated the pod, the YouTube, everything.
Like, yeah, definitely TikTok, deserving. Like, yeah, for sure.
So it felt cool, and it was good timing because like your car was puckering out. You're driving a bike. It's getting a little. It was chilly. You're driving back and forth. You just it was good timing. It would have been.
Your Illuminati status helped him too.
Exactly.
So how does it feel? Yeah.
So we got Gia Whip. That felt good. Oh, that was cool. Other than that, what else we got? What's going on in the NFL right now?
It's almost free agency. Cowboys just re-signed Javonte Williams to a 3-year, $24 million deal. Tyreek Hill got released.
He's going to go back to his old team.
He might go back to the Chiefs. Oh, that'd be interesting. Sick. Yeah.
The Cheetah,
yeah.
But free like agency starts. Mamas, right?
Oh yeah, free agency starts soon, so that's gonna be fun. We'll stay up to date with that.
Let's ask ChatGPT.
Mendoza, dude, where's he going?
Mendoza,
dude?
He's going to the Raiders. Yeah,
really, 100%.
That would suck. You're like, I'm a first round pick to the shittiest team in the.
Yeah, NFL. But the Raiders. So they just fired Pete Carroll and they signed the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, Clint Kubiak, who's a good offensive coach. Then you also have Tom Brady there, who's like the. I don't think he has with much day to day. He's a part owner.
Of the Raiders?
Holy fuck.
Yeah. He does something up high up in the Raiders. And
what the fuck?
But now you got a good offensive mind. You got Ashton Jeanty, top running back in the, like true. Last year drafted top running back.
So they got the first round last year too?
No, he was early.
It was three, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something early.
So. Sources mentioned at least seven kids with four different baby mamas. Tyreek Hill.
There you go.
That's so sick.
What's his child support?
I don't know. Oh, I'm jealous. Damn. I hate hearing that.
What was your guys' first time smoking weed like? Was that story? I know yours. You talked about it a bit, but I heard it.
Bro, the first time I got high, I have a vivid memory. I was with Tim and Frank. Hit the bong. I laying on the ground. I lay down. There's an Xbox controller behind me. I'm laying on it. But I literally cannot move. And I couldn't move anything. I could just like smile. And Tim and Frank were so high too, and they kept laughing. Like, yo, Shug, get up! You're driving us. They're like, yo, Shug, get up! You're driving us to Walmart. We're gonna have snacks. And I was like, I can't. But I literally couldn't move anything. That's my entire body was just. And they kept laughing. They thought it was the funniest shit ever because I was panicking. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
They're like, chill, get up. We're driving. You got to drive us. That's and they're like, I can't. But like, I thought I was dying also. I remember that was like the first time I got really, really high. It was terrifying.
Sounds like my first time. That's why I don't ever do it.
The first time I got high was an edible. We were out at the lake with some friends, and I never. It was after high school, and
I
it was
drowned.
Until the first 15, you're like, dude, I'm good.
It was a 25 milligram edible.
25?
I know. My friends didn't tell me, and I took it, and I was so fucking high. And I was sitting miserable, dude. Oh, miserable. And I was sitting in the camp seat, and my buddy was next to me, and I kept hitting him. I'd be like, all right. Tell me how long this is because I could not judge time at all. So I'd sit there and I'd hit him on the chair. I'd be like, all right, how long was that? And he's like, guess. And I was like 7 minutes. He's like, dude, that was 25 seconds from the time I tapped him. And I kept doing it because I was so, and then the cops came and everyone's like, get in the water. And I'm just, I don't even remember how I got to the water. Then the next thing I know, I'm just standing in the, I didn't smoke or get high after that for so long.
It was 18?
Yeah, probably 19, maybe 18. Yeah. And it was miserable. I hated being that high. Time perception was just throwing me off.
I think I was 17 and drunk my first time I got high.
Oh, God.
And I was like, no, hate being drunk and high at
the same time.
Really?
I don't do it anymore. Unless it's like towards the end, I'm already kind of towards the end of the night when I'm a little fucked up. I'm like, all right, now let's get high and just fucking spin to the sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, nope. Every time I ever got high, I hated it. And never one time did I ever enjoy it.
Dude, that sucks.
I still get too high. Like, I easily get too high. Still, like I'll smoke every night my vaporizer, but sometimes I smoke too much and I still get so hot.
I think every time I ever did it, all I was waiting for was like what you were saying, when is this over, dude?
I hate that. I've done that. I remember when I was dabbing a little bit, I just get, it freaks you out even being sober, thinking about how I'm like, oh God. But then there's some people that can just eat 100 milligram edibles and just. Like Schmitty doesn't really get high.
I get instant panic attacks. Instant panic attacks. Like
been there.
Laying there like damn,
Mr. Miyagi. Miyagi.
Oh,
caught
geez, a fly. Dude, that's cool.
Did you?
No, you did.
Oh. There it goes.
Remember when me and you were fighting one time growing up and we had Michael, you guys made us write letters to each other, like apologizing. And while you were writing a letter,
you guys write letters?
Yeah. And while you were writing a letter, me and Michael were out in the living room and there was this fly on the window. And you know how they're kind of easier to catch on the window.
I can catch a fly like that.
Yeah, but you were like, boom. And you're like, if I caught this, you have to eat it. And I was like, whatever, sure. And then I ate it. And I'm like, God.
You ate a few flies.
Yeah, he would make me do the dumbest shit ever.
Remember when I convinced you were a wizard? Yes. And you turned me into a dog?
That pissed me off. Dude, I actually vividly remember that. How old was
that? So do I. I have no idea, but I remember.
I think I was in kindergarten.
And you're getting scared because I was like.
You're like.
And you turned me into a fish.
Turned into a frog, water. I remember we went upstairs and you were like. You ran up before me up the stairs, obviously, to tell mom. And I went in there and I was like, damn, I guess I have this, possess this fucking magic.
David Blaine.
And I thought I was magic. And then
you ever tried on your buddies or anything to see if they
were? It was just, no, I ended up finding out that day or that night. Mom, I think, told me. I was convinced. I'm like, damn, I really am. I have it. That was when I first started.
And that's
realizing
how
I
got you into the Illuminati from the jump.
And then from there, I just.
Tell the story about how you told mom I was watching.
I told I always call you Zay. I told Daniel that I told mom he's been watching porn on his phone. And I never told her that.
Oh.
And I was like, dude, she's pissed. She wants to talk to you.
Oh,
Daniel goes up the stairs. Daniel goes up the stairs. She's like, mom, I wasn't watching porn.
I remember.
And mom's like, what?
I was probably like fucking 10. Wait, how old was I?
I remember that actually.
I was like, she's so mad at you.
You did some of that. Like, I think you did tell him though. I remember I was and you told him and something.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that until now. That's so funny.
That was bad. I remember in eighth grade, I was texting this girl and I was,
I remember this conversation.
Told her to practice sucking on a popsicle or something.
Like, and I remember you were at the computer with dad and mom comes out. She's like,
this conversation.
Yeah.
Dad was downstairs on the couch.
Oh, I thought you were up on the computer.
No, I literally have very vivid memories. I was on a run with Danielle Nisbet.
Okay.
And I left my phone at home.
Oh,
I got home. Grab my phone. I'm sitting on the couch downstairs on the chair. Dad's laying on the couch. Dad texts me, READ your texts. And I'm like, what do you mean read your text? And I said, what do you mean? He said, read, it says read your texts. And I was like, oh, dude. And I, yeah, and so I got grounded, got my phone taken away.
Well, how old were you?
When
I was
in eighth grade.
You had a phone in eighth grade, man? I didn't get a phone until I was out of high school.
Man, the years fucking kids have phones, iPhones now. Elena's like, I want a phone. I'm like, fuck no. You ain't getting a phone.
Yeah. Because I remember that happening with mom. You were upstairs on the computer, you know, right by the stairs. And I remember mom came out and asked you, she said something about blowjobs. And I was like, oh my God, that's the most awkward shit I've ever heard.
I had only kissed a girl at the time, but
But you were getting ready.
That girl died.
Wow.
Yeah. It was, I'll tell you later. Cause I don't really know. I guess it doesn't matter, but I'll tell you later. But that girl died. It was fucking...
That's crazy.
I would put a damper on that one, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Daniel, good to have you on the pod. You know what's funny? Yeah. Theo Vaughn, I always listen to his pods. He'll talk for like 5-10 minutes and then say the guest's name. Good to have you. So, it's good to have you on the pod. Like, it's just like this thing he does. I don't know if he does it intentionally, but it's funny. Yeah, they'll talk. Like, Daniel, good to have you on the pod. Like, every time.
After they've already been talking for so long.
Yeah, it's fucking funny. Dude, we got to enjoy this weather right now because it is about to get freaking hot next week. So high 80s and it's crazy.
I like that. I like the heat.
Low 80s. Wasn't it? I thought it was like 80, 81.
80s. It's weird though because you say it's 88 degrees. It feels so hot. But then in the summer, if it's like 90, you're like, oh, it feels so good. It's
supposed to be 81 today.
Yeah, 81, 82, 83, 85, 87, 88, 88, 87, 84,
80. I like it when we go on those mountain runs and shit. I like it when it's like 90, dude. Yeah. Or when I play soccer, when it's like 100 degrees. I don't mind it either. I like
if
that.
I'm working out, it helps the body lubricate the joints a bit.
Yeah, I love that.
Nothing but a good luba-duba. Yeah, so Neil. Jokes. We just going to say hi. Yeah, so nothing else. I don't really have much else to say.
No. Yeah.
That was money.
144.
144. That's about how much I weigh.
Yeah, I know. Jokes. That's because I frame mog you.
All right, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys. Doing well. Click the link. Coconut Limes. I'll appreciate it. If you guys have already got it, I'd appreciate if you guys leave a review. It's my baby. I'm really, really trying hard on this company, and I appreciate your guys' support. Thanks for watching, Bro Mally Show. Peace.